At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Doug Gottlieb Show, live from Chargers Camp, Fox Sports Radio. Tom Telesco will join us in a moment. That's the general manager of the L.A. Chargers. We'll talk about how they re-signed Derwin James, long-term extension, and Mike Williams, who I think is going to join us a little bit later, and how those contract negotiations did not become the public affairs that we've seen from so many other teams. Like, what's the secret of that, other than here's a bunch of money, right? That's part of it. I saw this story, and we're going to be at Rams Camp coming up next Tuesday. Sean McVay said Matthew Stafford's right elbow pain is, quote, a little bit abnormal for a quarterback. Stafford, this is from a story, dealt with elbow injury last season, received an injection in his right elbow during the offseason. He did not throw during the Rams spring workouts, saying he and the team were trying to be smart about his throwing arm. McVay said that they tried some things in the offseason, a modified approach and a progressive build. I think that Stafford, obviously, it's almost like, you know, and we see this with older quarterbacks where these guys are quarterbacks, like, all they want to do is throw, and it's hard to manage it. I don't know if you remember, Dan Beyer, a couple years ago, we used to ask Telesco about Philip Rivers and limiting his throws. He's like, you really just can't, because quarterbacks, all they want to do is throw a football, and on off days, they get around and they they throw a football. Like, that's kind of what they do. So you try and keep them under wraps as much as you can. This is something to keep an eye on, because that Stafford's superpower, they all have superpower, right? His superpower is his arm strength. He throws things, different arm angles, and obviously puts a lot of torque on that elbow. It's just one to keep an eye on, in terms of sometimes you try and deliver a fastball and maybe a changeup comes up. We'll see how it affects the Rams. We'll talk to them next week when we're there. It is a little weird. The last quarterback you can think of with an elbow issue was Ben Roethlisberger. Of course, he basically had Tommy John surgery, and he wasn't really the same, but he was much longer in the tooth, much further along, and it was a much bigger problem than what we're having from Stafford.
You can't blame him. Stafford's not used to playing football that late in the season.
But he's also right. It's not talking trash if it's right. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash at any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. He's the GM of the L.A. Chargers. He's kind enough to spend some time with us. Tom Telesco, our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. You know, it's really interesting that so many teams in the league, the contract disputes, they become public and they drag out and they get to camp. And I know Mike Williams had to be done earlier.
Right.
Derwin's was done, you know, I think shortly before camp, or announced shortly before camp. I know one was actually agreed to, whatever. But one of the things that I guess it not only impressed me but interests me is, how have you been able to get these things done and it not get at least openly tenuous?
It's usually respect on both sides. You know, it's a business, and you have to treat it like that. And even though it's football and there's emotions involved, it's a business, and there's always both sides of it. And, you know, this is someone, you know, these players, I mean, they play for us, a part of, you know, the family. I know it's a business, but they're part of that family, but there's business you have to take care of. So you try and do that in the best way possible. And we should, normally we'd like to have these contracts done before training camp. A couple years ago with Joey and Keenan Allen, due to the pandemic, we had to do them later than we usually would do. Usually we do it in the spring. But with an extension, sometimes it bleeds into training camp. It's just way it goes, and we'll just deal with it and just try and figure out the best way we can. But this is the good thing, if there is a good thing. You know, with Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack, and really with Nas Adderley and Asante Samuel, J.C. Jackson, those guys are really taking ownership of this defense right now. It's great seeing these guys come together and play.
Well, you mentioned Khalil. And obviously, like, look, if you were going to be honest and say, what was the hole last year? You know, you had the pandemic game against Houston where you don't have any players, right? I mean, there's other things that go bump in the night. But the ability to stop the run consistently was the issue. Is Khalil alone? Is that what fixes it? Like, how does it work for you in terms of, okay, it's pieces on a chessboard. You got to work with Coach Staley and figure out how does that happen?
It was one of the issues, but it was a bit of an issue. But again, it takes a little bit of time. You know, we transition from Gus Bradley's defense, which is an excellent scheme, but requires different style of players than the Brandon Staley, Ronaldo Hill defense, which is a great scheme, but requires different style of players. So it's going to take you a little bit of time to get those players in place. So I think inside we've got some people that are more fit to play this style of defense. That's going to help against the run. Obviously, Khalil helps on the edge because Khalil's really he's a two-way player and he plays the run extremely well. And then even from the secondary, as far as your run fits, that's a big part of this, especially the way we play. Whoever that eighth guy is going to be, it changes who it is. So that's kind of how you get better there. But in this league, you got to rush the passer and you got to cover behind you. Yes, you do have to stop the run, certainly in the red zone, certainly in goal-to-goal situations. But really, you got to rush the passer and cover people, and that's what we try to get better at this offseason.
And then you got to protect the passer. Obviously, Slater was amazing last year, considering how young he is. What about the offensive line and how that's coming together?
Yeah, been really, really happy. Last year with Rashawn, it was just kind of uncommon that, you know, he comes into camp first couple of days and he didn't even play his last year in college, obviously. And like, wow, like he can play and he's going against Joey every day. And that's not normal. I try to prepare everybody for that when Zion Johnson walks in the door. Zion comes in the first couple of days and done a hell of a job. He really has. I mean, he's smart. He's diligent. He's strong. And he's kind of, you know, fit right in with the guys. There's going to be a transition. I know that. But it's so important for us not only to protect the quarterback, which is, you know, pretty easy to see, but we have to be able to run the ball better when teams know you're going to run it, which is in the fourth quarter when you have a lead, which is down in goal-to-goal situations. We got to run it better. So that group's really going to help.
Justin is going to be up for an extension at the end of next year. If it was you, would you do it? Could you do it now? Because the numbers, I mean, he's going to be worth it. I mean, I just, like, how do you even sit here and wait and just watching these numbers go up and up and up and think, what is this going to be like in the offseason?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. It's just, you'll build a team a different way, but there's a lot of different ways to build the team. Would I do it now? No, because we got Derwin enough to get finished right now. And then, like, I like the focus to be on the field once we get the training camp. But when we can do Justin, we'll do it. And, yeah, the numbers will be big. You know, he's shown that he can lead this football team for a really long time, and that will just kind of change how we build the team, just like everybody else does in the same situation.
What were the emotions like of that Raiders game?
Oh, my God. You had to bring it up. It was tough. I've actually gone back. I didn't go back and watch it till way after the season was over. But it was a difficult – this most difficult part of that game. About 3 weeks before, we were on track, you know, to possibly win the division. You know, we're playing Kansas City on Thursday night and lose that game. And then we just kind of faded down the stretch. We just couldn't hold it that month of December. And then that showed up in that last Raiders game. We just couldn't hold it at the end. So it was hard because I really felt like we had a team good enough to be in the playoffs. But we didn't play well enough in December when you got to play your best football to get there.
You trust Brandon Staley, obviously, and you and I have discussed on air, off air, going for it on fourth down. But has there ever been a point you're like, I don't know. Like on the 19-yard, there's ever like, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I trust our head coach. You know, we talked about this through the interview process of how he's going to play and what our identity is going to be, and it's been right spot on, which I love. I trust him. And I also know that everyone is not going to work 100% of the time. And there's going to be some situations where, yeah, it may feel a little uncomfortable. But there were a lot of them that may have felt uncomfortable, and we converted and moved. So I just trust his judgment. It's not just all off the cuff. I mean, a lot of it is researched beforehand, so he's taking that all into account. And anybody else takes into account the context of the game. But I trust him. So, you know, it doesn't bother me a whole lot.
You've built teams to compete against Khalil. And you've talked a lot about free agency. Hey, look, it can be hit or miss now. It's not even a 50-50 shot. It's more a 33% shot in terms of guys that actually live up to whatever you pay them as a free agent. And Khalil's different now than he was back when he was with the Raiders, when he was arguably the best defense player in the league. How has he so far meshed with what your vision of him will be?
So far, exactly what we had hoped. And it was, you know, part of it is not just being, you know, the type of player and see where he is in his career, but how is he going to, you know, kind of mesh in with everybody else that's here? He's coming in from the outside. And just seeing him and Joey working off on the side by themselves during a special teams period that they're not involved in, they're off on the side working together and working on different moves and talking football. And that's kind of that natural being a teammate process you work through. And he fits in with those guys. Now, we knew going in, you know, Brandon had coached him, so we had intimate knowledge of him. That's a big thing for me. If you're going to trade for a player, especially that type of contract, or you're going to sign a big free agent and pay him a lot of money, trying to mitigate your risk as much as you can. And the fact that we had a coach that had been with him, had coached him, knew him, could really say, hey, look, this guy fits what we do. We'll fit with our team. That's a big help.
So oftentimes, I think as fans, we look at those tangible assets. But all of these players you're talking about, Joey, Khalil, Derwin James is brilliant in how he plays and understands football. Obviously, Herbert, but, you know, Keenan is, I mean, like, that's like a, like that, that's like a computer over there in terms of route running and reading. In your evaluation, how much does intelligence come into play and in terms of what a guy ultimately can be on an NFL football field?
Football intelligence and processing is such a big part of being a player in every sport, certainly basketball as well, I know. And football is just more than physical ability. You have to be able to process in real time and process quickly and do it fast. So, it's also very hard to scout, obviously.
That's interesting. But, like, look, we always think of that. Like, again, fans or broadcasters, we always think of quarterback and processing. Okay, but Rashawn's got to process at left tackle, right? Keenan's got to process in terms of what he's seeing and what Justin's seeing as well. And so how do you scout that? Like, is it just conversations with...
A lot of times it's conversations with people who have had that player before and had him on an everyday basis. So say it's a college prospect talking to his college coaches. There's only so much scouting we can do. We're not there every single day. But certainly on the offensive side of the ball, probably not so much as a pass rusher. I mean, there's always processing and making decisions. But to say Keenan Allen, for example, you leave the huddle with one play, you get to the line of scrimmage, and they're in a certain coverage, then they rotate to a different coverage, and then maybe Justin changes the play, and you're completely processing that whole time. and then the ball snap, they may change their coverage again or something may happen. So, you know, the fact that people think football players are just big brutes and they don't not very smart, it's impossible to play this game without having intelligence.
This division is intense. I mean, it's always been competitive, but now you have everybody's got quarterback, everybody's got a dude or two to throw to, and it appears on paper like the best and most competitive division in the National Football League. Does that affect in any way your preparation for the season?
I don't think so. It actually should really help the focus. I mean, we opened with the Raiders right off the bat. So, yeah, we know it's a good division. We know there's big-time quarterbacks in the division. And you're going to be ready to play every single week. I think it's going to be fun. I really do. I mean, all of our division games will feel like playoff games. And some of them last year did, like the Kansas City game. December felt like a playoff game. The Raiders game, certainly, I mean, it really was a playoff game. And that last game of the year felt like a playoff game. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to prepare teams, including us, for the playoffs.
And last year was the first year that you had games where you had a home field advantage, right? I mean, it started, obviously would have helped if the Rams didn't win the Super Bowl, but it does, it feels like the tide is changing at SoFi, at least to the outsider, to the insider, the guy who you walk on that field, of course, you're up in the box. Does it feel like that's changing in terms of the percentage of Charger fans?
Yeah, I was really pleased last year. By the way, there's plenty of people in the Los Angeles area for two teams, so that I'm not worried about. But yes, I didn't know quite what to expect last year walking into the first year with fans in our stadium. I was really pleased. Even, you know, I get there really early. I'm pulling up and I see Charger fans walking down Century Boulevard wearing Herbert jerseys. Just great to see. So, and we knew it was going to take time here in this market. We still was going to need some time. But, you know, when you have a quarterback like we do and head coach like we do, I think it starts to accelerate a little bit. We saw that last year. We'll see it more this year.
Anytime I talk about the Chargers, you will inevitably get the, yeah, I know, they got lots of players, but they're the Chargers. To people who question the validity of expectations of deep into the playoffs, what do you say?
Seems like great sports radio talk. It does. Every year is completely different. Every year is unique to itself. So whatever happened last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, really has no bearing on this team. So
I agree. Okay, how about this? Level of confidence at this point in time in your ability to achieve the potential of this team.
I think the potential is there, but I'm not so much focused on the end. I'm really focused on right now getting these guys ready to go. But we know this. When we need a drive on offense, when we need a third down, we need a fourth down, our quarterback really can come through. And we saw that his rookie year. We saw that last year. Like, you know, there's been some tough situations and some touch. You know, we got to have a drive, and he produces for us. We got to get a defense that can do that same thing, get the ball back a little bit more, a couple more stops. We'll be okay.
How did everybody at least publicly miss on that element of Justin Herbert? Because, and I know you heard it when you drafted him, which was the, yeah, you know, it was dink and dunk at Oregon, and don't know if he steps into the big throw, don't know if he really throw, and like, it's completely opposite. This dude makes every throw, the bigger the moment, the better he seems to play, right? He bounces back from a mistake. Yes. How did he miss? Like, and it's not like it's a position that's not evaluated and over-evaluated. It's not like it was a year in which quarterbacks weren't evaluated and over-evaluated, and you had an extra year to evaluate. How did so many people miss on those elements of Justin?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell since he went six, so I don't know, you know, who behind us may have taken him, but scouting is an inexact science. There's no perfect players. We have to, as we look at the players, have to decide where the strengths, where the weaknesses, what strengths can we improve on, which ones maybe you can't. Justin and Oregon, like, they won a lot of games there, and they moved the ball and they scored points. They did it in a way that worked for them. That's fine, you know. But we had to kind of really look and see, hey, look, transition to the NFL, and you have to do this for every position. How do we think that, you know, translates to this level when you put his physical ability along with his intangibles? Hey, look, you know, I think we can make this work, but you never know until you take them.
But there's still, it's a little bit like the Steph Curry thing, right? Like the Warriors actually offered up Steph Curry or Monte Ellis to the Bucks after a couple of years. So we could sit here and go like the Warriors knew, but even they didn't know. There had to be an element of it, like when he's making those plays and those throws, even in his rookie year's first start,
oh,
right?
No doubt.
Where you're like, everybody's like, you knew. You're like, I didn't really know, but huh?
No, I mean, Justin Hurt, even last year with Rashawn Slater, I mean, you don't draft a lineman in the first round thinking he's going to be in the Pro Bowl his first year. It's not what you're thinking. You're just hoping he can kind of come along, develop. Hopefully he'll start for you, you know, first round pick. But just keep coming along, develop. It's a tough position. No, you don't really think that. With Justin, he jumped in there, and it's just been, you know, storybook from there. I shouldn't say storybook because he put a lot of work into it, but who would have thought he'd come in that early, that quickly, and play that well? Obviously, we didn't because we didn't start him that first game. So, it's a pretty amazing story.
Pretty amazing stuff. Well, look, I can't wait to see them on the field at SoFi. We really appreciate you joining us here on Fox Sports Radio.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Telesco joining us, general manager of the L.A. Chargers.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
NBA fans, listen up. You gotta try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the code Doug. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the code Doug. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from L.A. Chargers training camp. Let me see your lightning bolt. From Poway to Escondido, all the way down to the Baja. Welcome in.
All the Chargers in the pattern.
You have to have been, and it's crazy, we're actually not on in Los Angeles outside SiriusXM, and all my friends listen on the iHeartRadio app. But does that translate to anybody else, Jason Stewart? Does anybody else understand
Lee Hacksaw Hamilton impression? Mm-hmm. It should for most of the people from the Canadian Rockies to the
from the Canadian border. Rockies down to the border, all the way to the Baja. I want to talk sports with you. Just so you're if you're listening nationally here on the Doug Gottlieb Show, understand Jason and I grew up kind of parallel lives. He was in Inland Orange County in a town called Brea, which is very cool. I grew up in Orange, also kind of central Orange County. And one of, if not the first big local sports radio host was a guy out of San Diego. His name was Lee Hacksaw Hamilton. Yeah. I want to talk sports with you. And I never understood this from my late father. Like my parents worked out of my house. My dad, in addition to having an AU program, then interior design business, he did the marketing. My mom's a designed the insides of medical hospitals and medical office buildings. So he worked from home. He had a yellow Buick, and he wouldn't listen to it like on a radio at his desk. He would go out in his car. He would pour himself a Coke, which later became a Diet Coke, and squeeze almost like a whole lemon in there. And he'd go and he'd open the car door so he'd get a breeze in there. And from 4 to 4:15, the best 15 minutes in radio would be Lee Hamilton. And wherever you were doing, wherever it was, he would literally stop. And that was, and no one was allowed to talk because that was his deal. It was his deal.
And one of his phrases, and it always got you like motivated. In the middle of a show, he'd say, "Hot off the high speed sports wire," which today is just the internet.
Yes. Yeah. Or the AP. It was the AP wire, right? Yeah. There. It was AP wire. And the best 15 minutes in his show was, and look, I'm sure he got in there very early in the morning. He would get to the AP wire and highlight two lines from every story in the world sports and just rip and read and go and not really give any much opinion. But again, this is before there was internet and before there were kind of opinion shows and debate shows on things. And he would just lay out topic after topic. "I want to hear from you, Poway Escondido." So, and then he'd take phone calls, and then he was actually the voice of the Chargers for a period of time.
Yeah.
Touchdown, San Diego.
Yep. Stan Humphries.
Stan the man.
Wow.
Stan the man.
Super Bowl run.
Natrone means business. That was when I became a Charger fan. When you grew up here, okay, the Rams used to play at the Big A, right, until the early 90s, early to mid-90s when they left. But the Rams, people were kind of Rams fans, sort of. They just weren't a super lovable, connected team. And like, look, the Chargers are going to move their facility up to El Segundo, which is where the Clippers currently are, where the Lakers facility is, be more in L.A., whereas the Rams, who will see their training camp on Tuesday, they're in Irvine, which is like two towns over. But their facility is actually in Thousand Oaks, which is basically the complete other side of Los Angeles. Probably where we are is 45 minutes from downtown with no traffic. Thousand Oaks, where the Rams are normally located, not their training camp, is 45 minutes to an hour from Los Angeles. So the Chargers are actually trying to make headway. I disagree with the philosophy. I would have just stayed right here. Everybody likes living right here. You only go up to L.A. for the games. But I do understand that they want to put their flag in the ground and try and be L.A.'s team. I don't know if in fact that works. Check out the latest lines from World of Sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. You must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Austin Eckler will join us in a moment as he's getting ready to sit down and talk with us. We're still waiting on the NFLPA, right? We still have not gotten word what they have filed in response to the NFL challenging the ruling on Deshaun Watson's six games and launching into the appellate process, the appeals process. So that part is going to be super serious. Yes, Dan.
Yeah, just a clarification on that. What the NFLPA would do is they would respond to the report by the NFL's appeal. One of the clarifications that Pro Football Talk made today: the six-game ban for Watson is going to stand because the NFLPA did not appeal that decision. And in fact, before the decision was even announced, the union came out and tried to force the NFL to make that pledge that they would not appeal. So the NFLPA is not appealing the suspension. They just would have to respond to the NFL's appeal, meaning that the six-game ban for Deshaun Watson is going to be in place. It's just a matter of if the NFL gets their way to make it more than that.
Do we have any sense of the timeline? That's and it's supposed to be an expedited timeline in terms of when the appeal is going to be heard. I think that part is super
within the next week. I believe this is all supposed to take place within the next 7 days. I would was my understanding with all of this, and this is what makes it crazy. It's the other part of this is Deshaun Watson, the NFL was willing to make a deal with the NFLPA before Sue Robinson's ruling that said that Watson would get a 12-game suspension and also be fined $10 million. And they said no, and now Deshaun Watson could be losing a lot more.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Or maybe he doesn't. You know, I'm like, we don't know what the appellate judge, the appeals, the guy who's hearing the appeals, how he will rule or where he leans. Or again, when and an indefinite suspension, we think because the NFL has said they want a year, one would think that an indefinite suspension would in fact end up being a year, which would not only cost them this season, but as you pointed out, and it's been pointed out other places, it would cost them substantially more financially into the future if it gets pushed back because they challenged the appeals ruling. So that part will be really, really interesting. All right, let's turn back to Charger football. We're live here at LA Chargers training camp. Dan pointed out that in yards from scrimmage last year, our next guest, Austin Eckler, was sixth in the National Football League. And there's a lot of talk about the running back competition behind him, but there's no talk about anybody beating him out. He's a dynamic threat both in the backfield and out when he's catching the ball out of the backfield. Austin Eckler joins us now on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Austin, how are you?
First off, I want to say thanks for having me on. And, you know, for all 31 teams that don't win, you know, the Super Bowl, there's always a little something left on the field as far as the end goal. But, you know, you give it all regardless of, you know, how far you make it. And so I'm pretty proud of myself for being able to do that last year and give everything I could to this team and looking to just better myself and show more consistency, because that's where I think all of us can really grow. A lot of great players out here. You know, it's been a great camp so far, but now it's building that chemistry, building that consistency, and building on what we built last year within the same coaching staff coming back. That really helps us out.
I think as fans, we look back at the Raider game and we think of only the last couple of plays, right? And how crazy that was in terms of were they running out the clock, kicking the field goal, the timeout, etc. As a player and a guy who, have you watched the game?
The last Raider game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived it.
I know you lived it, but like, yeah. Okay. So first, when you think about that game,
yeah,
what do you think about?
I just think, man, like I remember a moment in the game where it was like my coach, Derek Foster, he's like, look, he looks at me, he's like, man, we got to go again. I just remember that moment. I was like, you know, I'll go until I can't walk. Like that's the feeling that we had on the field. Like, we're in this, it's a battle. We're going to continue to go as far as we need to go, as far as we can go. And so being in that moment and trying to even replicate a moment like that, I've never had a game where I just felt so into it because of what we were doing and the things that we were accomplishing and staying in it and making sure when all doubts were against us,
we're
still hanging in there. Man.
Fourth down.
I know. And so just being with the team, I think that built a lot of chemistry in us and a lot of trust in what we're doing as a coaching staff to know that, hey, if we're down, we're still going to have a chance at the end because we were able to fight through stuff.
What was Herbert like in those huddles?
Yeah, so, I mean, he's the same. He was the same. He's poised. He's always going to be, you know, just locked in, saying the plays, breaking the huddle, and he's locked in. You know, not much emotion, anything like that. He's going to be on his stuff always. That's what I've learned from him. And I think, you know, he'll grow. He'll grow as a leader as he continues to be around. I've just been from my career with Phillip Rivers, who's been there 17 years, you know, in the league, to someone who's new. And so I've seen the different type of leadership and the understanding of the game. And Jay Herb, he's going into year, I think this is year 3 for him now. So he's got a lot of growth still left, but looking forward to being on that journey with him.
Coach Staley goes for it. I'm the go for it guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you're sitting there scratching your head. You're like, I can't believe he's going for it. In that huddle, what's it like when you're going for it?
Man, so we've learned, you know, like, all right, he is the go for it guy, and I think it's a, you know, a testament to how he believes in us, because he's got to have the players to go do that. If he doesn't believe in us on the field, he's not going to be going for it. He's going to be playing a little bit more conservative, right? We're really aggressive. And I think, you know, he's seen what we have on the field as far as the players that can make plays on a consistent basis. So he's like, yeah, I trust my guys to go get 4 yards, you know, to Keenan, for Keenan to get open, for Mike to catch a slant, make it run. Or if we need, you know, 1-2 yards, we'll give it to Eck. You know, he's going to find a way up in there. And so, you know, we love it. We love it at this point. You know, it's almost a love-hate relationship, because you know how it is, especially for the fans. I know they have a love-hate relationship with it, where it's like, if we don't get it, everyone is, you know, oh, roaring, jawing, you know, but when we get it, we're the heroes, you know, like, oh my God, we love this team, you know. So for us, you know, every down we're on the field, we're trying to make the best of it.
There's a lot of guys you can bring in that'll help kind of change the dynamic. But to bring in Khalil Mack, who was on the other side against you guys going back with the Raider days. What is that like for him now to be in your circle?
Yeah, man. He's already been making an impact. Just even in the first week of training camp, I've been seeing him. He's been disrupting our run game, and so we've had to continue to come up with a plan. All right, this guy, he's going to jump around. He's going to try to, you know, play the way he plays. And we've been noticing that. And you know, just when you have someone on both edges that teams have to deal with, I know how, even for us, like, we have to scheme our week differently. It's like we got to make sure we're nudging these guys with tight ends, chipping our guys, so it changes the whole game plan. It's not saying that it's an advantage or disadvantage of chipping or changing the game plan, but it just makes people plan for it because you know that, hey, you have to account for these werewolves on the edges.
Ever since you made it in the league, you've made it a point to do things off the field. You even go back to the pandemic when you're doing, you know, stay at home, workout
videos. Right.
Today I know that the Crossroads football team,
yep,
they needed some equipment.
Yeah.
So how does it actually get to you where you get involved?
Yeah, so I have my foundation. It's the Austin Eckler Foundation. And what we do is we implement resources back into communities that are lacking. And we want to do that to provide opportunities for just people. It's not necessarily always kids, but in this case, you know, we were with the Crossroads Tigers, which is actually an organization run by a police department to bridge the gap between, you know, first-time interactions with police and actually yourself as a citizen. And, you know, they reached out to us through our application process saying, hey, we're in need of some equipment. Could you help out? And it's a perfect project for what we were trying to do and give back to the community. So, yeah, we bought them all new helmets, shoulder pads for their program for this year.
Your body, you take care of your body at a level that is even above most every other guy on this football field. What have you done differently this year? You do look leaner to me,
yeah,
than you have in previous years.
Yeah.
You lose weight, change diet, what,
yeah,
you do?
So, I mean, I'm still around the same weight, but I'm definitely a little bit leaner. Like, I'm still weighing in at 197 consistently, but it's just a little bit more muscle. I've dropped my body fat a little bit more. But it's been the same thing for me, just continuing to work out. I don't know if it's, you know, I'm getting older, I'm starting to mature a little bit more. You know, your body goes through changes as you go over through the years. I've definitely been continuing my workouts, and actually I moved trainers, so that might have had an effect on it.
What's the difference in this trainer as opposed to previously?
Previously, I've never had a trainer. I didn't have a trainer.
Did it all yourself?
I always did it myself. And so maybe there's a little bit more accountability when it came to working with the trainer.
So take me through the process of deciding to get one. Like, did somebody go like, hey, man, you should?
No, man. So I basically just, I have my app. I have my foundation. I have a lot of just endorsement things that I'm going in. So I have a lot of efforts that are being put off the field. And so I wanted to make sure that I was getting what I needed to get in as far as my body. And so that's where that started to come into play.
Okay. And so what's the process like of then deciding who to pick?
Yeah, so actually had someone reach out to me, and I was going to a gym by myself again called the Dragon's Lair out in Las Vegas, and then I had someone reach out to me, and I was like, oh, let's see where their gym is. It was right next to my house. I was like, okay, I'm going to go check it out. And then sure enough, this guy, we clicked in the mind as far as our outlooks on life were very similar, and so then I stuck with him, and it's been great ever since.
All right. Well, listen, obviously you look great.
Thank you. I can't wait
to see you this year.
Awesome.
Congratulations on
everything
you've accomplished.
I appreciate it, brother.
That's Austin Eckler. What an incredible story. Obviously a small school guy that has made himself into a dynamic multi-weapon threat for the LA Chargers. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash at any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. What's going on with the Raiders and Josh Jacobs? Did you guys see that he played in the first two series last night of the Hall of Fame game? We'll dig into that upcoming next. But first, guys, the voice is coming back, but more than anything, the sleek came back last night. Been on the road a bunch. If you've been following the show, Israel for 3 weeks, and then Austin for 4 days and 3 nights. And obviously, you know, you've been sleeping in other beds other than your own, it beats you up a little bit. But coming home to a Sleep Number 360 smart bed, my sleep number setting is 45. My IQ, Sleep Number IQ is 80. And why does that matter? Well, they track, you know, when they have data that tracks your sleep. And Sleep IQ data shows that sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night, up to 170 hours per year. While summer's in full swing, it's a great time to practice that self-care. And the best way to practice self-care is, hey, for between 6 to 8 hours a day, you're in your bed. Take care of yourself. And right now is the best time ever. You can save $500 on a Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed. The queen is now only $1,299. That's Sleep Number's lowest price ever. You can stop by one of these Sleep Number stores or go to sleepnumber.com/Doug.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Mike Williams, talented wide receiver for the LA Chargers, is going to join us in like about 30 seconds. He's getting ready. He's sitting down. He's about to put on the headset. We'll talk about, Stop, Jason Stewart. Stop asking him for money. I know he signed a big contract. He's not just handing out hundies. Although if he wants to hand out hundies, that would be excellent. That would be terrific. All right, Mike Williams in a second. Aaron Rodgers actually talked about psychedelics. I think we got to get into that. We got the Gambler to Friday. That's like my favorite thing we do on the show. And we're going to do, instead of that's baseball, since we're at Chargers camp, we'll do that's football upcoming. And let's welcome in Mike Williams, Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Of course, number 81 for the Lightning Bolts, fresh off a 1,100-yard receiving season, 9 touchdown catches. And Mike, listen, you get your new deal. I want to talk about that. But after you get your contract, we've seen Davante Adams. We've seen, you name Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf. We've seen other wide receivers get gigantic deals. Are you watching those and going like, man, I wish I would have waited?
Not really. I mean, I was satisfied with what I got. I mean, my situation was a little different. Obviously, those guys could have waited however long they wanted to, because my situation was like, either I get this done with the Chargers or I hit free agency and wait it out as long as possible. But I wanted to be here, so we got the deal done, and I'm happy with what I got. I'm sure those other guys, whatever they got, they pretty happy too. But, yeah, I just wanted to make sure I got what I deserve, and I did.
It hasn't always been easy for you. Obviously, everybody knows you go back to the Clemson days when you got hurt and coming up to sign that deal. And because, like, the first deal is a good deal.
Yeah.
This is life-changing money, right? This is generational wealth.
For sure.
What's that feeling like?
It still ain't really hit me yet, to be honest. I still kind of, you know, live the same. I'm pretty cheap.
How cheap are you?
I'm really cheap.
Give me the cheapest thing. Give me the cheapest thing.
I don't really get much. I mean,
if you go to Chipotle, do you just get the water cup and not get water?
See, I don't even eat Chipotle.
I'm just saying, like, when you go to a place.
Oh, yeah, I'm like that. Yeah. I'm for sure asking for a water cup and leaving with, like, some lemonade or something. For sure.
Single ply toilet paper only. Mike Williams joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. The Raider game. The level of competitiveness in that game, I'm sure the level of fatigue when you're running deep down the field time after time after time again. When you think back to that game, what are your memories?
How hard we fought to the end. That was the main thing. Looking at the game, people felt like we didn't have a chance when we did, and we just wanted to put a plan together and, you know, come back and win. And we done that. We put ourselves in the position to win at the end of the game, but the ball didn't fall our way. But we like how the whole team just continued to fight at the end, and that just left like a taste in our mouth. Like we ready for next year.
Yeah, I don't think anybody doubts that you guys have the pieces.
Yeah.
What will allow you to take that next step?
Just us trusting each other. Defense trusting the offense, offense trusting defense, and we all just trusting special teams to go out there and make plays. So we all just got to trust one another and play as a unit. That's the main thing. At the end of the day, we're a team. You know, we come out here and compete, but we're competing to be a better team. So, yeah, if we all just trust and believe in each other, the sky's the limit for this team.
You know, you and Keenan work so well together. You know, he's kind of surgical, and he's always talking, and whereas you are this dynamic weapon that can go up and make plays down the field or up over people, what, in terms of relationship and how it all works together, what's that like with you and Keenan?
It's a good relationship. I mean, obviously, coming in, a receiver that he was, you know, I try to pick a lot of pieces from his game and put it in mine. Obviously, it's a lot of things that he do that, you know, I don't want to try doing mine. You know, I'm just a big physical receiver. So I just try to take little small things from his game. You know, he's one of the top receivers in his league. And me just to play alongside him, you know, I just try to pick little pieces of his game to better my game. And I've done that over the years. And we just continue to, you know, grow with each other. And, you know, as his offense, you know, we complement each other very good. Like you said, he's one of the best route runners in the league. And I'm one of the best contested catches in this league. So, yeah, we just kind of feed off each other energy and just keep going.
Obviously, we've all seen the things that Justin can do, right? And the last 2 years in camp, there's a throw. Or the last couple years during the season, there's a throw. But you having worked with him now for a third consecutive preseason, how is he different? How is he better this year?
He's taking that leadership role. You know, every year he's getting older. He's getting more wiser and learning. This is his second year in his offense. So year one was his first year. Last year was his first year in his offense. So just having another offense under his belt, like going into year two, he's a lot more smoother. Everybody knows the spots to be in the offense. And we just got to trust each other that we're going to be there when the ball is there.
Has there ever been a point where you guys are going for it on fourth down where you're like, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Not really. I mean,
Not once you line up, they're like, man, I don't know.
It's like it's fourth and 20. Coach Taylor like, go for it. We're like, all right, let's get it.
He's like, he plays Madden. He's out there playing Madden.
Yeah, he just believes in us. And obviously, we're going on fourth down. We're gonna call a good play to convert it. And I feel like we won a lot more than we lost on fourth down, I think. I think our percentage is high, so we should keep it like that.
Off the field, you mentioned how cheap you are. But how is that? How do you maintain the balance? I mean, like, you're a star. Yeah. Right? You're a star wide receiver. And in this league, generally, star wide receivers are supposed to come in flashy. They're supposed to have these big – how do you maintain? You're the same dude that since the first year you've been here, you haven't changed. How do you do that?
I don't know. I just be myself. That's the main thing. I just keep everything simple. Keep the main thing the main thing. I'm trying to build generational wealth. So I just make sure I handle my situation the right way.
All right. We'll make sure we don't let it out. That water cup is really for lemonade. Can't wait to see you catching touchdowns in SoFi. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Mike Williams joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. I think people I relate to best are people who say things like what Mike said, which is, I'm cheap. Okay. And I'd like to think that and I probably should have told him this. He went back out there. He had to stretch and get all his kids around here. I like to think I'm smart or maybe more frugal than cheap. Okay. So here's my question to you guys. What is the smartest, frugalest, cheapest thing that you do? Cheapest thing that you do. Jason Stewart, do you have anything that you would like to share with the audience?
Yeah, I think I'm a pretty frugal guy, but you know what I do with the gas prices now? So Ralph's has this thing where I siphon gas from
my neighbors.
If you purchase a certain amount of items with Ralph's, they give you cents off of gas at Shell. I go to Ralph's and I buy $200 worth of Shell gift cards. That's four times the money you save on gas. So I go to Shell Gas and I save $1 per gallon using the gift cards that I bought from them.
You can't save $1 per gallon. I know like the limit's like 15 cents.
No, it's $1. I swear, if you spend enough, you get $1 per gallon. You can only do it once a month.
This is a real thing. My mom...
mine wasn't a real thing. But
No. I'm just saying. So my mom calls me the other day, and she's like, you know, the weirdest thing. I went to fill up my gas, and I put it in my account, and I saved 30 cents a gallon. And, you know, I live by myself. I must be just racking up. And I go, Mom, you know, when I buy groceries, I have an electric car, so I put it on your account. It's like, nice. Oh!
That's exactly what it is.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't want her to think she had some magical credit card that somehow gave her 30 cents off every gallon of gas. All right.
I do something, but it actually may be more cost prohibitive because... when it gets hot in the summer, especially where we live in Southern California, it's 100 degrees. I am a big one on saving the air. You know, like if we don't need to have the air on, I don't want it on. But I've been told that maybe we should just leave it on instead of like turning it off for 8 hours and then having to cool the house back down. But I am a big stickler for if it's just comfortable enough to immediately turn off the air so I'm not racking up the AC.
Okay, but the problem is where you live, and I don't know exactly where you live. I do know generally where you live. It's slightly cooler than the sun. So I don't know when those times outside of nighttime
which
hours.
Which is an ongoing problem in the house.
You would ever turn off said air conditioning.
I know. and again, my wife says, I think it's cheaper if we just leave it on all day, and then it's always cool in here, which may be
There's
so, but in
that.
My mind yes. of turning it off and thinking like, wow, I just saved 4 hours here of you know, running the AC while we were, yes. So
okay, so I do a lot of cheap things, just to be honest with you. Among other things that I do, I do the water cup anytime there's, you know, and I don't drink an excessive amount. I don't drink sodas when I go to with Chipotle or Cava or whatever. You know, you guys know I always drink an Arnold Palmer, right? So I do the water cup instead of, I never buy a soda. And one of the things that works out for me at restaurants is I will buy, like when you order a drink with dinner, I'll order an iced tea. Iced teas are always bottomless. And then, hey, can you put just a little bit of lemonade in there? Which I've never really understood the calculation of if I get an Arnold Palmer, it costs X, 2X. If I get an iced tea, it costs X, right? Like that little bit of lemonade. Plus, I don't really like, I don't want half and half. I want 3/4 tea lemonade. My bathroom, double ply, kids' bathrooms, I can't. I just get whatever the cheapest toilet paper there is. That is actually how I roll. What else? For my kids, they all like, you know, they like the expensive ice cream, and I refuse to get it. I get the tubs, not the gigantic, but the bigger tubs of ice cream. Like, look, a tub of ice cream is $4. Mm-hmm. A name brand like a Ben and Jerry's, right, or a McConnell's, which is a local. Those are like $6 for a little pint of ice cream. Nah, man. You get the big, you're a kid. You get, you just celebrate the fact you're getting ice cream. You don't need some fancy brand of ice cream.
I get it, man. I've put on, one thing I just thought about. I've put on a good like 15 to 20 pounds since I started working with you a year ago. And instead of getting new polo shirts, I'm just wearing the polo shirts that I had 15, 20 pounds ago. So now I walk around like I'm wearing Smediums all the time, as opposed to just
like,
getting
man,
new
have
shirts.
You been working, have you been working out? Like,
as opposed to just buying new shirts.
Actually, I'm kind of heavy right now, but thank you for pointing out. I do. I also, like, if you send me something free, I'm going to wear it.
Yeah.
That's generally like I may only wear it like one or two times, but I'm gonna wear it. Like, wow, where did you get that? Like, I don't know. It showed up in the mail. Somebody sent me something, and it's a free garment. I love free
garments. I've never seen you wear the gift I got you for Christmas.
let's get to that football.
Go ahead.
So here's the idea. I know that's baseball is everyone's favorite segment of the Doug Gottlieb Show. But football can be similarly quirky. And since we're at the Chargers training camp, Dan Beyer, Jason Stewart got together and decided they put together that's football. In a game where most starters didn't play, Raiders former first-round draft pick Josh Jacobs, who led the team in rushing yards for the last three seasons, he got five carries last night against the Chargers and played in
Jaguars.
Excuse me, against the Jaguars and played in two different series. Why? Well, that's football. Saints rookie tackle Trevor Penning made it through a practice Thursday without getting into a fight. That's the first time that's happened in the last four practices. Having a guy that gets into fights in three consecutive practices and still being on the team, and of course the coach always saying, "I really don't like those fights in practice. We got to cut back on those, right? We got to be smarter. Got to be smarter." That's football. And Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert took a long way off the practice field today, only to slide into his car and make his way from camp without anyone noticing. You know why? That's a three-year veteran of football. He did not escape Dave Coelho's kids who cornered him.
Nope.
Got a little photo.
Did not.
That is a savvy move, though, man, to sneak out the back like that. Was it a nice Mercedes, too, right?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a 2009 Acura, actually. That's what I'm driving
needs
right
new
now.
Brakes.
That needs new brakes.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like
registration is up in 3 days.
I'm looking for a car for my daughter. Well, we might have to talk afterwards.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.